Okay, sir, now, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Boone, 316-503.
And what was your first name, sir?
Charles.
Okay, sir. You appeared before the Arizona Board of, Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated that, among other things, you could obtain an attorney, a licensed attorney, at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you should be able to see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And they are, to my right, your left, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my left, and to his left, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, sir. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Moon and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Moon, you have one allegation on your warrant, and I am going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4. As demonstrated by your failure to complete the Pima Reentry Center PRC Intensive Treatment Program ITH on about October 19, 2017, as directed on November 12, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir.
That date is September 12.
Okay. September 12, 2017. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Based upon the admission of Mr. Moon, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, where the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. We'll begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we receive that information, and we'll be back to talk with you shortly. At this time, we're going to ask Mr. Osborne if he will be kind enough to provide us some background information on you, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Moon was released from DOC custody on August 29th of 2017. He was arrested on October 19th of 2017 at the Tucson Parole Office on a tech violation, and was returned back to custody that same day with 0 Tucson days, with a community supervision end date of January 27th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 3 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SCG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history with possession of drugs and narcotics noted. Other arrests, 2010, narcotic drug violation, AZ felony conviction probation. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. 2012, narcotic drug violation, AZ felony conviction probation. In 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G6B6.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Moon. Based upon the information that we see in your case supervision summary, we do take note that when you were approved, you were to reside at the Pima Reentry Center there in Tucson. Did you remain there all while you were released, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how did that program turn out? Were you pleased with it or displeased? What happened, sir, while you were there?
I guess it was a little bit of both. There was a few bad eggs there, and I just got caught up with the wrong crowd, and decided to make some bad choices.
Okay, well, we're sorry you got to mix up with the wrong crowd, but I guess there are a few of those everywhere these days. Also, now while you were released, did you have any employment at all? Did you find a job at all, sir?
No. When I was there, we weren't allowed to leave.
Okay.
It was part of the program. It was a rehab program.
So you were locked down for all practical purposes while you were there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did you complete that program, sir, while you were there?
No, I still had 2 months to go.
Okay, so you were just there about a third of your time, so you had about two-thirds to go. Okay, sir. And when we look at your task history, you started off by dropping an amphetamine. That was back in October the 16th, and then October the 15th, you had something, then the 15th, it was diluted, then the 10th, it was negative, and September the 28th, it was negative, September the 26th, it was positive for opiates, and the 23rd, you were positive for amphetamine. What was going on? It seemed to me that you were using something, or were you using something? What was going on, sir?
You said I was using drugs.
What kind of drugs were you using?
Meth and heroin.
Meth and heroin. How long had you been using those two drugs? I know you're still a young man. You're only about 26 years of age. But why were you using them? You've been using them for a while, or was this something you just picked up since you've been incarcerated?
I've been using it for a while. I've had a problem with drugs for, I would say, a little over 8 years now.
Okay. What have you done to help you with that problem? Have you taken any counseling, any classes, or anything to help you to rid yourself of the use of drugs, sir?
Yes. I've taken classes. I've been in the Salvation Army rehab.
Since you know what you have to do, it's a matter of your committing yourself. When are you just going to take time and commit yourself? You said one time you was off drugs for a year and a half, so when are you just going to make up your mind and not relapse, sir? When are you going to do that, sir?
I'd like to start doing that now. I'm 26, and I really feel like I need to do that. I really have nothing to show for myself, so I'd like to start providing for myself and get a life started.
This is not a court of law, as you know, so there's nothing that we can do one way or the other. But when the last time did you use drugs, sir?
Right around the time I dropped 30 and when I was at the program, I haven't used anything since then.
Did you use any while you were at the Pima Reentry Center? Did you use any drugs there while you were there, sir?
Yes, sir.
You did?
That's where I dropped 30.
No, that's where you got dirty. Okay. So how did you find them there? Did you have to buy them, or somebody just gave them to you? How did you end up getting them there, sir?
Somebody had them there, and they gave them to me. So I wasn't doing it a lot. It was just periodically.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, this time I'm going to pause and go to other board members to see if they may have some questions for you. Distinguished board members, questions for Mr. Moon? I see no questions for you, Mr. Moon. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. What else do you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Just that I'd like another chance to so everyone that I did, it started their life.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. May sound as we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the four of us, and then we will make a decision. Please stay on the phone so that you can listen, and we will have that decision for you shortly, sir. The board is now in discussion. Again, this is a very unfortunate situation for a young person, young man, to really get involved in the use of illegal substances, as he indicated, and I believe him that at one point he was able to stay off of them for a year and a half, but then he just relapsed, and there he is back. Even while he was at the Pima Reentry Center, he admits that someone offered him drugs there, and he couldn't resist. He just continued to take them, and I think that's one reason he's gotten involved in the criminal justice system is because of drugs. Because as we look back to 2010 and 2012, probations, but he was there as a young person involved with the use of with drugs. He really needs to come up with that system. As he said, he knows what to do. He just has not quite made up his mind in doing it, but he knows what he must do in order to stay off of drugs. But I think, you know, inasmuch as he has just a little over a month, about a month and a half, that I think I'm going to lean towards letting him complete his term, and hopefully he will put together a program so when he comes out, he would have the drug-free and never return to the Department of Corrections again. But I'm prepared to listen to board members who may have other concerns or who may disagree. Board members.
I agree.
Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Moon violated the terms and conditions of prison, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways to the use of illegal substances, and that was methamphetamine and heroin. That's what he admitted. I further move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on January, I believe this is January the 27th of next year, which is a very short time. As I suggest, you don't have to take this suggestion, that you put together a plan so that when you get out towards the end of January, that you will not use drugs again and that you will be that productive citizen that I know that you can be. So good luck, and this will end your hearing, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.